Texte numéro 111. The Revolt of the American Worker. All happy economies are alike. Each unhappy economy is unhappy in its own way. In the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, the economy's problems were all about inadequate demand. The housing boom had gone bust. Consumers were not spending enough to fill the gap. The Obama stimulus, designed to boost demand, was too small and short-lived. In 2021, by contrast, many of our problems seem to be about inadequate supply. Goods can't reach customers because ports are clogged. A shortage of semiconductor chips has crimped auto production. Many employers all over the United States report that they are having a hard time finding workers. Earlier in the pandemic, people compensated for the loss of many services by buying stuff instead. People who could not eat out remodeled their kitchens. Those who could not go to the gyms bought home exercise equipment. The result was an astonishing surge in purchase of everything from household appliances to consumer electrics. Early this year, spending on durable goods was more than 30% above pre-pandemic levels, and it is still very high. The labour situation, by contrast, looks like a genuine reduction in supply. Total employment is still 5 million below its pre-pandemic peak. Employment in the leisure and hospitality sector is still down more than 9%. On one side, workers are quitting their jobs at unprecedented rates, a sign that they are confident about finding new jobs. On the other side, employers are not just whining about labour shortages, they are trying to attract workers with pay increases. Over the past 6 months, on average, wages have risen at a rate of 18%. But why are we experiencing what many are calling the Great Resignation? With so many workers either quitting or demanding higher pay and better working conditions to stay. What seems to be happening is that the pandemic led many US workers to rethink their lives and ask whether it was worth staying in the lousy jobs too many of them had. For America is a rich country that treats many of its workers remarkably badly. Wages are often low, hours are long. It is a no-vacation nation, offering far less time off than other advanced countries. Given these realities, it is not surprising that many workers are either quitting or reluctant to return to their old jobs. However, not everyone can afford to quit, but a significant number of workers seem ready to reconsider their life choices and accept the risk of trying something different, retiring earlier, looking for a less unpleasant job in a different industry, and so on. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2021.